أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى، أفتمارونه على ما يرى، ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى، عندها جنة المقوى. We continue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's description of the event that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had either seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some sahaba and others, it was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Ma kadab al fu'adu ma ra'a, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not belie. Ma ra'a, of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen. One was the vision of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his eyes, and then together with that, the heart had perceived and the heart had accepted whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that from within the heart had also conformed with the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no error in the observation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made, and hence the experience then will be a true experience. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those that disbelieved in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now you dispute with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what he saw. A person sees something, and now another person tries to deny the vision of that individual. That does not make any intellectual sense, any logical sense whatsoever. Somebody saw, for example, a glass of water, and now you tell the person it was a delusion, it was not a glass of water. The heart was 100% satisfied. There was 100% conformity between what the person saw, his brains, his mind, his heart. And now we try to convince that person that it was not a glass of water. Then obviously, from our side, there would not be any argument. We were not there. And this is the most important aspect. There was nobody there when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made these observations. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. Now this was with regards to the first vision of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly he, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him, that is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, nazlatan ukhra, on a second descension or on a second occasion. Where was this? Inda sidratil muntaha. It was by the sidratul muntaha. Now we know that sidra would refer to the lowest tree, and al-muntaha will refer to the absolute end. And this is that place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. And on this place, those angels that go up, that is where they stop. And from there, the other angels that will take or transfer whatever messages they have insofar as the deeds of insan, etc. are concerned. So this is regarded as sidratul muntaha. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Mi'raj, this is where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam had brought and ushered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to, and from there Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said he would not move forward. So it was at this point that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had once again seen Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam in his original form, and that was on the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indaha jannatul ma'wa. Near it is al-jannah, is jannah, is paradise. Al-ma'wa, of comfortable dwelling or paradise and abode. And some have said that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the quality of al-ma'wa for Jannah, the abode, that this was the original abode of insan, and this is the return to where insan should be returned, or rather this should be the goal and the objective of insan, to return back to Jannah, because it is the original abode of insan. إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now describes a scene at the loath tree, at the Sidratul Muntaha. إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى. That whatever had covered the loath tree had covered it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not explain, but we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about golden butterflies that had come all around this loath tree, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had described them as absolutely luminous. Some narrations even have that for every leaf of the loath tree is an angel. So now when we have a tree, and on that tree we have leaves, and on that leaves we have angels, then obviously the loath tree will begin to get covered up, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be referring to that. Another narration by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the branches of the loath tree are of pearls and rubies and topazes. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had described this, and hence the tree itself was covered by everything else, and hence Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this description, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes it as a covering. Ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha. The eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither deviated. In other words, the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not misdirected. وَمَا طَغَى, nor did it exceed its bounds and limitations. In other words, there was absolutely no error in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبَرَى. And there is no doubt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seen the great signs of his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala establishes the most important aspect that we should never forget, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken, whatever Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was most certainly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he had spoken, and so far as the meaning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed in his heart by way of the ahadith, was most certainly the truth, and it can never be denied. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.